Kathleen Levy. She's with the Lansing State Journal. Hi, Kathleen.
Good morning.
I love talking with you folks who got kids to get off to school. The mornings can be crazy, can't they?
A little bit nutty, indeed.
Well, let's talk about a recent story you wrote. It about knocked me off my socks when I was reading this. Almost 25% of Lansing School District students don't graduate.
Well, see, this is where the statistics are. The dropout rate is 25%, which means that's how many students leave school. Some of them are going to finish school, but not the majority of them are not going to finish school. There is a graduation rate. It's a little bit better, but not significantly better.
Okay, so this dropout rate, was this startling when you found this out?
Well, you know, I think it is a shocking figure. It is a much larger number than school officials want to see, and I think it's very interesting because this is a much larger number than the community wants to see, too. And I think this new effort, this group Action of Greater Lansing, has decided to raise awareness of the dropout issue and to try to help kids who are thinking about dropping out find or who have dropped out find ways to finish their degrees. And that's so important in this day and age where you really can't get anywhere without an education.
Well, when I saw the dropout rate for Okemos schools was less than 1%, it looks like Lansing's got a long way to go. East Lansing at 6.74. In Grand Rapids, there's another area where it's high, 22.4%. And that Okemos number was 1.76%, so less than 2%. So they've got a lot of work to do.
They do have a lot of work to do. And one of the issues that you have in urban areas like Lansing, Grand Rapids, Detroit, Flint, Pontiac, the bigger districts, is that there is a higher rate of poverty in general. And the other thing that really works against the schools is what they call a high mobility rate. And this means that families are moving in and out of the district, and they're moving around within the district. And this is probably because they're moving from one rental property to another, or leaving an apartment and moving in with family, and then getting an apartment and moving back out. It kind of speaks to the economic conditions that we are under right now, and it's very difficult to fix that.
Kathleen, I think this is... This is a lot less an educational issue. This is a cultural issue. And somehow, some way, we got to find a way to get the parents of these kids the necessary help that they need to be able to eliminate this problem, or at least cut it down.
Well, and that's true. And that's the other tactic. One tactic to deal with this issue is to get kids who have dropped out back into school and get them either to graduate with their class within 5 years or with a GED. The other tactic is to start at the very beginning. And Lansing has done a great job of that. They have more than 500 kids in free all-day preschool programs. And the logic behind this, and studies bear this out, is that kids who learn how to go to school when they're in preschool and become comfortable in a school setting, and their parents become comfortable with that school setting, are much more likely to have the tools to finish school.
All right, you were talking that there are programs to help tackle these dropout challenges. Talk about those.
Well, the Action of Greater Lansing did a listening campaign and heard from people over and over, 400 people in different churches, that they felt this was an issue. And so what they are doing is raising community awareness of the issue, which I think they've done a good job of. They had a meeting last night. And there are a couple of different, one approach is to get kids back into school, either into regular high school or into the Lansing School District's Advanced Path Program, which is the computer online alternative education. There are also other experiments going around with other types of virtual education. Eaton County has a virtual academy, and there is the Michigan Virtual Academy. So these are efforts to get kids into school. Lansing does have staffers who are out there kind of rounding kids up and saying, would you like to try Advanced Path? Please come back to school. How can we help you?
And Kathleen, finally, before I let you go, if I've learned anything from talking with people like you when it comes to education, the old days of sitting in a classroom and the teacher lecturing and leaving it at that are gone. Teachers and administrators seem to be, and parents as well, seem to be more interested and more engaged in finding the hot buttons for these kids. That may be virtual learning, it may be hands-on, whatever different way of teaching, we've got to find those and use those tactics.
Exactly. There are different ways of teaching, and also teaching old things in a new way. The buzzword is relevancy. How do we take what we are doing in school and make it relevant and current so that kids will be interested in it and see how it applies to life on the planet and why it's important to them?
All right, Kathleen, great story. It was really it was something to see that number, 25%.
Kind of an eye-opener.
Oh, my goodness. That was in yesterday's LSJ. We're going to be talking a little bit more about this. Kathleen, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.